and Minister Bostic has confirmed that the first tranche of COVAX is expected within the next few weeks and hopefully before the end of April. And that first tranche is expected to be 33,600. And at the same time, we were able, mercifully, to be able to receive, in a form of brotherly and sisterly love, from our brothers and sisters in Guyana, 5,000 more today, which we will return to them when necessary, so that we can continue our program. And it therefore means that because we have 38,600 extra ones, when the EOC met night before last, and when the Cabinet Subcommittee met yesterday, not only on its own, but then in conjunction with the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, we agreed, all of us, that we would now use some of the remaining vaccines that we have to the tune of the ones that we will receive. I'm happy to report that we received the 5,000 today, and as I said, we expect through COVAX and our communications with the representatives of COVAX and the Ministry of Health, we expect to receive those 33,300 in the near future. Hence, government's program of vaccination can continue seamlessly. At the same time, we have, as I said, told you on the last occasion, a number of irons in the fire, and we have still the African Medical Supplies Platform, plus the possibility of two commercial procurements, which we are waiting for the details on delivery, which we are deep in discussions and commitments, and in one instance, payment. So my friends, we expect that we can turn the corner in terms of being able to have vaccines on demand for Barbadians, and we will continue to do so over the course of the next few weeks and months. But as I told you on the last occasion, they're not landed until they've landed. And therefore, we continue with a cautious approach, but we are comfortable with where we are going. At the same time, we will continue to move to reduce the backlog of persons who are elderly over 70 in terms of persons who have registered, as well as those who have chronic NCDs but are between the ages of 18 and 69. We've also agreed that we must continue to expand on the frontline workers. And the experience has been that people who initially said no 3 weeks ago are all coming forward now and saying we would like to be vaccinated. And we've therefore gone back into a number of the critical frontline agencies in order to be able to facilitate, and we'll continue there. We also started a program this week with mobile teams going out into homes, particularly for those who are immobile or whose level of sickness is such that you really don't want to have them coming out and mixing with people because of the vulnerability.